Hey babes, welcome to a brand new day filled with endless possibilities. I'm your girl Neek Austin, and this is Coro is a Crush, your go-to spot for all things self-love, empowerment, and living life to the fullest. Let's dive in and make today unforgettable. Hey y'all, welcome back to another episode of Coro is a Crush. It's your girl Neek, and this one, child, is not just another episode. This is an Easter wake-up call. So this week is Holy Week, and we're celebrating resurrection. The greatest comeback of all time was when Jesus got up. He conquered death, fear, and shame. Everything that was meant to destroy him. And guess what? That same power that raised him from the grave, yeah, baby, it lives inside of you. So my question for today is this. If he got up, if Jesus got up, why are you still lying down? Why are you still lying in dead places, dead dreams, dead relationships, dead mindsets? It's time to rise. Let's get into it. So quick shout out to the brands and the sponsors who support Coro is a Crush. Thank you so much for being a sponsor. If you have a faith-based business or product that aligns with the message of empowerment and purpose, I would love to feature you right here on this podcast. Check out the show notes to learn more about becoming a sponsor. Or you can send an email to CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com for more information. So Coro & Company is now available at two amazing locations. And here we go. I just got confirmation that we will be in three more locations by the end of June. Won't he do it? Y'all don't know the God that I serve. When I say that I got those calls on Friday and Sunday, how people are asking me to have my products featured in their store and to become the head designer for their stores, your girl was up in here shouting a while. And when I say shouting a while, I mean shouting, crying, snot running, everything, because I know what God is doing for me. And then my mom, she called me on Sunday night, and I was telling her what was going on, and she said, see, I sung this song in church called It's Your Season to Be Blessed. And she was reciting the words to me, and I knew the song because I sung it with her before, and I just got so filled because my mother was singing to me. And from time to time, my mom, I don't tell her everything that is going on, but the relationship that she has with God, she knows exactly what goes on with her child. I don't even have to tell her what's going on. She just comes with the solution to my problems. You hear what I'm saying? So I am fortunate that my mother, who will be seeing 70 this year on June the 6th, is still alive to reassure me of things that are going on in my life. And then I am here that God has placed me in your life for me to reassure you of the things that you are going through in your life, to tell you that it's going to be okay, to promise you that everything that you have prayed for, it will come to pass. All right? So yes, not only are we in two locations right now, but we will be in three more locations for a total of five locations. Technically six, because I forgot. I am in a store out in Covington, Virginia. If you are in the Covington, Virginia area, you can shop at the store. And I'm going to have the name of that store. I can't think of it right now, but I'm going to have the name of the store for you on our next episode. All right? So not only are we at the Williamsburg Bazaar, but we're also in my hometown of Farmville, Virginia, at the Blake and Gray Company. Discover my inspiring stationery, custom apparel, and self-love essentials in person. Check out my booths at the Williamsburg Bazaar, located at 5625 Richmond Road, Unit F120, Williamsburg, Virginia, 23188. And the Blake and Gray Company, 142 North Main Street, Farmville, Virginia 23901. Now, if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, or you're on my email list where you receive my newsletters, then you know I am a big fan of the email platform Flowdesk. Email marketing is the number one way that I protect my business growth. Unlike social media, I own my email list. And if you haven't heard of Flowdesk before, it is a beautiful, intuitive email marketing tool that I use consistently for my email list. So, you know, if my favorite social platforms change, or if they decide to disappear altogether because of the foolishness we got going on in this world, I can continue connecting with my audience. It empowers me to stop solely living of the mercy of an algorithm and ensure my messages reach my audience consistently. So if you're ready to grow your email list, there's no better platform to use than Flowdesk. You can get 50% off your first year with my link. Go to my new link, stan.store/Coro & Company to access the link. Now, make sure you're following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest at Coro & Company, where you will find out what's going on with Coro in real time. Also, make sure you're on our email list so you can catch all of our deals and you don't want to miss those. Go to coroandcompany.com to sign up and join the tribe. Now, as a reminder, new episodes of Coro is a Crush drop on the first and third Wednesdays of each month. But if there is a month such as April that have five Wednesdays, I will release a new episode the Wednesday after today. So that will put us at April the 30th. So there will be a new episode coming on the fifth Wednesday of this month, all right? But not only that, make sure that you check out my exclusive segment, the Self-Love Sermons. The first three episodes are free, which episode three drops today. And after today, in order for you to hear the remaining episodes of the Self-Love Sermon, you have to become a member. You have to purchase membership. And membership starts at $5 a month. And I promise you, the Self-Love Sermons, they will be busting as time passes on. As time progresses, we're going to get deeper and deeper and deeper, okay? You only get to give me 5 minutes, because I only give you 5 minutes or less to deliver the message that either God has placed on my heart or is something that you may be going through and I may be able to feel it, and I send you the message your way. So, membership starts at $5 a month, and you can get the exclusive episodes of the Self-Love Sermons, as well as discounts on our podcast merch, as well as inspiration, and even an opportunity to join my community, the Coro Collective. So, you do you, baby. Join or be square. But, oh, wait a minute. One more thing. Don't miss me at the Southern Charm Craft Market on April the 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Virginia Beach Fieldhouse here in Virginia Beach, Virginia. So it is this Saturday, April the 19th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Your girl will be in the building representing Coro and Company. If you are nearby, come out and say hello. Come out and meet me. I will have my products on hand. I will have my luxury journals. I will also have my tumblers as well as my glass cans. And I will have my greeting cards. I will have a little bit of everything. We also will have Mother's Day gift sets. So you can purchase a gift set for your mom. If your mom is still living or someone that is a representation of your mom, you could definitely come by my booth. I don't know what my booth number is. I won't know until the morning of. So hopefully I will go live to let y'all know what booth number I am. So if you are in the local area of Virginia Beach, Virginia, and you are a follower of this podcast, you can come and check me out at the Virginia Beach Fieldhouse, the Southern Charm Craft Market. All right? Now, let's get into today's episode. Today's topic is called, He Got Up, Now It's Your Turn. He got up, now it's your turn. So today's segment one, the resurrection isn't just a story. It's a call to action. Let's start with this. Jesus didn't just rise to show off his power. He got up so you can get up too. He got up so you can do four things. Number one, walk in your freedom. Number two, release the shame that has been placed over your life. Number three, step into your purpose. And number four, stop playing small. The resurrection is an invitation, not to just celebrate one day in church, but to live resurrected every single day. If he could overcome death, you can overcome that fear, that disappointment, that delay, that doubt. This isn't just theology. This is strategy. This is God saying, I didn't bring you this far for you to play dead. I brought you this far so you can rise up, show up, and walk in your authority. So what have you been lying in? What are you still calling normal that God already buried? What dreams are still on pause because you haven't decided to move? Now, can I relate to this? Absolutely. And let me, I'm gonna give y'all a little example as to how I relate to this. See, I'm not just speaking to y'all, I'm also speaking to myself, because sometimes we have to empower ourselves while we are inspiring others. So in my business, if you are not aware, I am a luxury stationery boutique owner, and there are new items I want to come out with, new items that I am releasing, even so much as building the community. But I'm sitting on fear simply because I am scared that nobody will buy. I am scared that nobody will purchase. I am scared because nobody will pay me any attention. And I have to sit here and say to myself, well, wait a minute. God gave me the idea. He's going to bring the people. And so the more I say this to myself, the more I have to come out of my shell of fear. One of the things that I did for Lent this year was to release the spirit of fear. And so it has been a challenge. I cannot tell you how hard it's been, but it has been a challenge to where no matter what event I attend, no matter what it is that I do for my business, I am constantly sitting in that mindset of fear. And as of today, I have to realize that I cannot keep doing what it is that I'm doing, ministering to y'all, if I'm sitting in fear. But me being transparent and me being vulnerable on this podcast, on this episode, in my business, in my personal life, I realized that I can release that fear. Why? Because there are people watching me. There are people looking at me. There are rooms that I had no idea my name was being spoken into, that people are literally saying, oh yeah, I know who she is. I know me because she did X, Y, and Z for me. She is awesome. She is this, that, and the third. And I'm sitting there saying to myself, I had no idea that my name was being brought up in rooms like that. But God said that he will place you in rooms that you had no idea people was even discussing your name. So I am here. I'm saying that now to say this to you. We have to let go of the fear. As business owners, we have to understand that it is okay that we are scared. We have to learn how to do things scared. We have to learn how to step out on faith. The word said that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you are able to move mountains. So we have to learn how to have mustard seed faith. And I am willing to have mustard seed faith. So as of today, I did release an ebook last week. I will step out on faith and start creating digital goods, not just for business owners, but also for my customers to purchase. Today, I will talk about my community, the Coro Collective, which you can join for free. No, it's not a Facebook group. simply because I don't care for Facebook and I don't want to deal with the scammers. You see what I'm saying? I want to be able to have people join the group where they don't have to worry about people trying to scam them. They don't have to worry about people bullying them. So if you want to become a member of the Coro Collective, all you have to do is go to my link in my bio if you are on Instagram, or you can go to stan.store/Coro & Company and click on join the Coro Collective and you can get started today. Those are the different things that I am releasing that I have been sitting on for years. And I'm saying I'm tired of sitting on it. I'm tired of doing this. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of living in debt. I'm tired of going through XYZ to try to beat A, to try to get to A, B, and C. It's not working because I'm doing it for myself. I didn't ask God to come into my heart and help me get through this by allowing him to show me the way. Or he has shown you the way, but you are scared to walk the path. Why are you scared to walk the path? Simply because you're scared that you're going to fail. Failure is a part of life. Once you embrace failure, everything else is going to make sense. I said it. All right, let's go to the word. Romans 8 and 11 says, the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is living in you. So, did you honestly think that Jesus was going to actually lay there in that tomb more than 3 days? He said, 3 days and I'm going to rise from the grave. That's what he did. And one thing I learned last year in December, I saw a quote on Pinterest and it said, a lot can happen before December the 31st. And I was a firm believer of that because I made over $3,000 in sales before December the 31st. And when I saw that post, it was December the 20th. So yeah, a lot can happen in 3 days. You heard Jesus rose from the grave. A lot can happen in 3 days, 72 hours, and so forth and so forth and so forth. All right. Segment 2, identifying what needs to stay in the grave. Now, I'm going to get in your business for a minute, and I normally don't like for people to get in mine, but I'm about to get in your business for a second, okay? Because I've been there. And not only have I been there, I'm also walking that path alongside with you. All of us are going through things right now. Nobody is secluded from what is going on in this world today. Some of us keep revisiting tombs God already sealed. Y'all ain't hear that. Some of us keep revisiting tombs that God has already sealed. You keep trying to revive something that was only meant to be a lesson, not a lifestyle. That old friendship, that situationship, that habit you swore you left behind. You're trying to dress it up and breathe life into it. And God is like, let it go. Let it die. Didn't I tell you leave it alone? Oh, you know what? You hard-headed. So I'm going to have to teach you a lesson. You're carrying guilt, replaying old failures. And I'm saying this because I'm doing the same thing. And asking God to bless something he already told you to release. You can't resurrect what God has retired. Y'all need to tweet that. Make sure y'all tweet that right there. You can't resurrect what God has retired. I want you to ask yourself 3 things. Number 1, what are you still grieving that God already freed you from? Number 2, what part of you is still clinging to a dead version of yourself? And number 3, who or what have you outgrown but are still trying to drag into your next chapter? Because it's possible. It's possible. It happens. We have done it. I have done it. Parts of me still says I'm doing it, and I can attest and agree. Yeah, I'm still doing some of those things. I'm not sitting here telling you what you shouldn't be doing. I'm sitting here telling you what we need to stop doing together. I want that to be clarified. Remember, I'm not a minister. I'm not a prophetess, even though some people think that I am. I am not. I have not declared myself as such, and I'm not going to. I'm just a little simple-minded person. Well, I'm not simple-minded, but I'm just a little simple person that is here to deliver what God wants me to tell you. That's all I'm doing. But let me say this. It's not your job to carry dead weight out of loyalty to your past. Let me say that one more time for y'all, for the people in the back. It's not your job to carry dead weight out of loyalty to your past. Jesus didn't walk out of that tomb with baggage. Did you see him with a suitcase? Did you see him with his toiletries? Did you see him with a man bag? No. You don't have to do that either. Leave them suitcases, that luggage, all of that. Look, you got holes in them bags. The rats and the bugs are running through it. Leave it right there, because you can always go back. You can always go to the store to buy new luggage, not to carry in the old baggage, but to take on the new baggage. And that new baggage is the purpose and the idea that God has for you. That's what that is. Now let's say this affirmation. Repeat after me. I am not obligated to remain in places where my spirit no longer thrives. Let's say that again. I am not obligated to remain in places where my spirit no longer thrives. I want you to do something for me. Let it stay buried. Let it rest. Let God resurrect you, not your broken patterns. Okay, sure. All right. Segment 3. Now it's your turn to rise. Here's the part where you stop listening and start moving. He got up. Now it's your turn. You've been sitting on the sidelines of your own life, waiting for a green light that already turned on the moment Jesus rose. This ain't the season to stay still. It's the season to get up. This week, the rest of this week, and all of next week, I want you to do these 3 things. Number 1, declare it. Speak over yourself daily. I am rising. I am worthy. I am walking in purpose. Your words will shape your reality. That basically means speak positive over yourself and positive things will happen. If you continue to speak negative over your life, negative things will continue to accrue. Number 2, detach from what is dead. Stop giving CPR to things God already called time on. Y'all ain't listening. Stop giving CPR to things God already called time on. Don't let the fear of change keep you tied to what no longer fits. And number 3, do one bold thing that affirms your resurrection. Apply for the opportunity. Start the business. Call the therapist. Register for the class. Text the word no without giving an explanation. Post the thing you've been scared to share. I told you, I'm not saying this for my health. I'm not saying this just for you. I'm also saying this for me, because everything I say, I breathe life into. So what does that mean? That means I am also soaking up what is being said. I'm not only empowering you, I am empowering myself, because sometimes we have to do those things when we can't find nobody to empower us. We got to learn how to empower ourselves. All right? Every small step is a sign that you're choosing life. Choosing forward, choosing you. Isaiah 60:1 says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. So this Easter, this Sunday coming up, don't just shout, "He got up." Live like it means something to you. Walk with boldness, move with purpose. Talk like you know God lives inside of you. Show up to the life He's calling you to. Let this be the last season you live in survival mode, because this I decree and declare will be my last season living in survival mode. My last season living in a scarcity mindset. You were made to thrive, to lead, to serve, to inspire. You were made to rise. Also, as a reminder, I can't let today go by without telling y'all that the self-love sermons are rolling out, and today episode 3 will be released. What are the self-love sermons? These are 5-minute raw and unfiltered drops of truth, faith, and fire made exclusively for my subscribers. It's your weekly reminder to love yourself fiercely and walk boldly in your purpose. So if you haven't subscribed yet, now is the time. Go hit that follow or support button on your podcast app and get access to this new segment I created straight from my heart. Get access to the first 3 episodes today. Again, the 3rd episode will be released today. The 2nd episode was released last week, and the 1st episode was released 2 Wednesdays ago. Today is the last episode that you will get for free. After today, Wednesday, you will have to subscribe to become a member of the Coro crew in order for you to get those exclusive episodes. Membership starts at $5. Invest that $5. Don't sow that $5 into me. Sow that $5 into your blessing. Sow that $5 into your investment so you can get the help that you need, the encouragement that you need, the word that you need, the bread of life that you need. Get it done. Because we ain't playing in 2025. The government ain't playing with us. I ain't playing with y'all. Get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Because Jesus is coming soon. He's coming back, y'all. And y'all need to get on board. You need to get on board. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the resurrection power that lives within us. Thank you for reminding us that we don't have to stay stuck in fear, shame, or failure. Help us rise today. Rise in purpose, rise in confidence, rise in obedience. Give us the courage to let go of what no longer serves us and step boldly into what you've called us to do. Let this season be a divine reset, one that propels us toward wholeness and freedom. In Jesus' name, amen. For those who are tuning in, thank you so much for joining us on today's episode of Coro is a Crush. If you missed part of this episode, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you can receive notifications for new episodes. Now, if this episode hit home, I need for y'all to do me a favor. Number one, share it with someone who needs it. Number two, tag me at Coro and Company and let me know what you're rising into. And number three, head over to Buy Me a Coffee to support the show. You can donate, grab merch, or become a fan for exclusive content. If you got topics you want me to dive into, questions you need answered on the show, or you just want to say hi, don't hesitate to reach out. Send me a DM on Instagram at Coro and Company. You can email me at CoroCrushPodcast@gmail.com, or you can leave me a voicemail. Yes, babes, we now have voicemail. Go to my website, CoroAndCompany.com. I want you to click on the tab Resources, click on Podcast, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, and click on Send Me a Voice Message. I would love to hear from y'all. Truthfully, I do. All the links will be in the show notes, so check it out, and let's keep this thing going. Let's keep growing, keep rising, and keep crushing this journey together. Until next time, get up, show up, and keep walking in your power. I want you to gain knowledge. Take care of yourself. Go out and be great. Peace and be blessed. Happy Easter to every last one of y'all.